Arrested back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. He has been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken in the incident. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A+ of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is now the third explosion in Austin. The first was on March 2nd. The ATF is on scene. It's unknown right now if they may be hate crimes. The devices seem similar, and at least in the first two cases, the victims have been African-American.
The World Series champs being honored at the White House.
A show of world spirit.
President Trump praising the Astros and the city of Houston for the recovery from Hurricane Harvey.
No confirmation yet coming from North Korea about a potential President Trump-Kim Jong-un summit.
Stormy Daniels' attorney makes the offer. She will return the $130,000 if she is allowed to speak openly about her relationship with President Trump. It would also allow her to release any text messages, pictures, and videos.
The American Gaming Association predicting $10 billion worth of bets on March Madness, nearly all of it done illegally.
A ruling on a Powerball winner's fight to remain anonymous in New Hampshire. The judge says the woman can keep her name secret, but that her hometown can be disclosed.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Can't go wrong there. Also, we're doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, and that'll be Friday. That's open to any caller who calls in, just ask to be put in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, and we'll get your name in there, because it is a really good deal. Reed Ingram really does a great job for folks in there. Everybody's kind of blown away. Need to head down there and get a Cuban sandwich again. Man, those things are delicious. Let me see the cuts, if I could, please. So we should see him come in and be able to go to that. So let's continue with John Roberts here on talking about the departure. He's packed full of information here. Nope. Can't do both.
Not really that much of a surprise that this happened, because you'll remember back in October we were saying that we were expecting Rex Tillerson would leave sometime in the new year. The president shot that down. Tillerson shot that down, but we had some pretty good sourcing on that, and it has finally come to pass here this morning.
A couple of things, John. For example, Rex Tillerson, we know, was down. He was a little sick over in Africa. I don't know if that played a role in it at all, but he was not up to speed on the North Korea situation, clearly. So we weren't close to talks. Turns out the president has agreed to one-on-one talk, so that doesn't look good, but the State Department always seemed a little out of step with him at the helm. However, let's think about this for a second. Remember that Secretary of Defense Mattis is so tight with Tillerson, reportedly, and maybe some of these reports came from you, they said, if Tillerson's out, I'm gone too. We know Mattis is in Afghanistan right now, but do you have any idea if he knew about this and might that still be his reaction?
I have no idea if Mattis had firsthand knowledge about this. I would assume he did, being one of the key members on the national security team. Again, this happened on Friday. Word sort of, you know, spread around through the inner circle of the White House over the weekend and yesterday. I would be very surprised if Mattis was not informed about this. I would also be very surprised if Mattis were to say, well, because Rex Tillerson is gone, I'm going too.
Sure.
He is very solid as the Secretary of Defense. Likes his job. The president thinks he's doing a fantastic job. He's a rock star in this administration, so I have no reason to believe that he would take his ball and go home just because Tillerson's out.
He is a rock star up there, by the way. Let's go to Country Boy. Country Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Dan and Joey.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I just wanted to let you know I went by Sweet Creek Farm Market, got my gift basket, and it was very nice.
That is good. Was that your first time there?
Sir?
Was that your first time to Sweet Creek?
That was my first time, it was, and I was really impressed with everything, and the people there were just so extra nice.
That is great. What were some of the things that they gave you?
Well, I got some pickles. I got some fresh produce. I got a jar of that honey they got down there. I got some tomatoes. Got a big old pan of peach cobbler, and that still is eating on that. It's been just so good. I got several other things, small items. Dan, I don't can tell you everything I did.
Wait, so you got a full peach cobbler?
Yeah, you got
them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, what time should I be over there? That is the best stuff, particularly if you heat it up and put some vanilla ice cream on top of it.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I tell you.
It is really, really good, and I'll be going back.
Yeah, that is great, Country Boy, because I tell you, that people, everybody needs to just go by there once and just try something. You try the peach cobbler, is outstanding. You can eat on that thing for like a month. But And their baked breads are really good, but their cakes are outstanding.
Yeah, my wife got a banana bread deal. I think that's what they call it, and she really did enjoy that. And we enjoyed everything we paid off ever so far.
It's
been really good.
Country Boy, I am so happy for you. I'm glad that you're the winner. I'm glad you finally made it down there to pick it up.
Got it. Yeah, and how long can I wait before you get back in?
I think it's 30 days when we do do a weekend.
All right. Well, I'll wait. I'd try to get another. I'd go back. Well, we're going back in. We'll go eat in the restaurant next time we go down there.
Oh, let me tell you, try that Cuban sandwich, Joe. We will attest. Woo! It is outstanding.
So good.
All right. We'll give it a try.
Thanks, Country Boy. Appreciate you.
All right, Jay. Talk to y'all later.
Let's Are we ready to go to Tillerson? Let's listen to Tillerson live.
I received a call today from the President of the United States at a little after noontime from Air Force One. And I've also spoken to White House Chief of Staff Kelly to ensure we have clarity as to the days ahead. What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. As such, effective at the end of the day, I'm delegating all responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary to Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st. Between now and then, I will address a few administrative matters related to my departure and work towards a smooth and orderly transition for Secretary of State Designate Mike Pompeo. I'm encouraging my policy planning team and undersecretaries and assistant secretaries, those confirmed, as well as those in acting positions, to remain at their post and continue our mission at the State Department and working with the interagency process. I will be meeting members of my front office team and policy planning later today to thank them for their service. They have been extraordinarily dedicated to our mission, which includes promoting values that I view as being very important. The safety and security of our State Department personnel, accountability, which means treating each other with honesty and integrity, and respect for one another. Most recently, in particular, to address challenges of sexual harassment within the department. I want to speak now to my State Department colleagues and to our interagency colleagues and partners at DOD and the Joint Chiefs of Staffs, most particularly. To my Foreign Service officers and civil service colleagues, we all took the same oath of office. Whether you're a career, employee, or political appointee, we are all bound by that common commitment to support and defend the Constitution, to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to faithfully discharge the duties of our office. As a State Department, we are bound together by that oath. We remain steadfast here in Washington and at posts across the world, many of whom are in danger pay situations without their families. The world needs selfless leaders like these, ready to work with long-standing allies, new emerging partners and allies, who now many of are struggling as democracies, and in some cases are dealing with human tragedy, crisis of natural disasters, literally crawling themselves out of those circumstances. These are experiences that no lecture hall in an academic environment or at a think tank can teach you. Only by people going to the front lines to serve can they develop this kind of talent. To the men and women in uniform, I'm told for the first time in most people's memory, the Department of State and Department of Defense have a close working relationship where we all agree the U.S. leadership starts with diplomacy. The men and women in uniform at the Department of Defense, under the leadership of Secretary Mattis and General Dunford, protect us as Americans and our way of life daily, at home and abroad. As an all-volunteer military, they do it for love of country, they do it for you, and they do it for me, and for no other reason. As Americans, we are all eternally grateful to each of them, and we honor their sacrifices. The rewarding part of having leadership and partnerships in place is that you can actually get some things done. And I want to give recognition to the State Department and our partners for a few of their accomplishments under this administration. First, working with allies, we exceeded the expectations of almost everyone with the DPRK maximum pressure campaign. With the announcement on my very first trip as Secretary of State to the region that the era of strategic patience was over, and we commenced the steps to dramatically increase not just the scope, but the effectiveness of the sanctions. The Department undertook a global campaign to bring partners and allies on board in every country around the world, with every embassy and mission raising this to the highest levels. And in every meeting I've had throughout the year, this has been on the agenda to discuss. The adoption of the South Asia Strategy with a conditions-based military plan is the tool to compel the Taliban to reconciliation and peace talks with the Afghan government. Finally, equipped our military planners with a strategy which they can execute, as opposed to a succession of 16 one-year strategies. This clear military commitment attracted the support of allies broadly and equipped our diplomats with a whole new level of certainty around how to prepare for the peace talks and achieve the final objectives. In other areas, while progress has been made, much work remains. In Syria, we did achieve important ceasefires and stabilizations, which we know has saved thousands of lives. There's more to be done in Syria, particularly with respect to achieving the peace, as well as stabilizing Iraq and seeing a healthy government installed, and more broadly in the entire global campaign to defeat ISIS. Nothing is possible without allies and partners, though. Much work remains to establish a clear view of the nature of our future relationship with China. How shall we deal with one another over the next 50 years and ensure a period of prosperity for all of our peoples, free of conflict between two very powerful nations? And much work remains to respond to the troubling behavior and actions on the part of the Russian government. Russia must assess carefully as to how its actions are in the best interest of the Russian people and of the world more broadly. Continuing on their current trajectory is likely to lead to greater isolation on their part, a situation which is not in anyone's interest. So to my colleagues in the State Department and the interagency, much remains to be done to achieve our mission on behalf of the American people, with allies and with partners. I close by thanking all for the privilege of serving beside you for the last 14 months. Importantly, to the 300 plus million Americans, thank you for your devotion to a free and open society, to acts of kindness towards one another, to honesty and the quiet hard work that you do every day to support this government with your tax dollars. All of us, we know, want to leave this place as a better place for the next generation. I'll now return to private life as a private citizen, as a proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country. God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
That was interesting. Couple of takeaways from that. If you remember, we played the tape of the president coming out, going to Marine One to get on Air Force One to fly to California. He said that the first time he talked to the president was when he was on Air Force One. So that was after the announcement. So he obviously heard this through the grapevine, a.k.a. the media. Newstone 93.1, the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this break.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips? fewer screws and bolts, easy, one person full down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Ram trucks, all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Rex Tillerson just spoke, as you heard. That was very interesting for the audience out there. It was almost like he was about to cry at the very beginning. Then as he got about 4 minutes into it, his head started rising up a little higher and looking straight out. And not always looking down at his paper.
Well, and you and I independently both noticed the same thing. Like, either, I was saying, either he's sick or he's about to cry, how choked up he was.
Yeah. Because I think what he did is he really liked his job, but...
Wasn't the fact that he just walked off.
Yeah.
No questions.
No questions, because we could have... If he was being emotional, we would have found it in the question. That would have been the first telltale... sign there.
And his statements there were kind of high platitudes. It's like, we need integrity and honesty. I mean, stuff I agree with, but it wasn't very detailed by any means. The most detail he got was, I suppose, with Russia and a little bit on Afghanistan.
Yep. And so he's leaving on March the 31st. And he's turning everything over to the deputies that were there, minus the deputy that got fired. This will be an interesting transition, and to see who Pompeo brings from the CIA over with him. And some other people, because Pompeo is very well connected in Washington, D.C. The one really good thing about having somebody who's been in Washington, who's been on the Intelligence Committee and some of these other committees, is they know people. They know staff people in particular that they trust and they work really well with. So they may be able to get the State Department up to snuff as far as staff is concerned.
And you have to wonder, with the way Trump was conducting foreign policy, was Pompeo almost already acting like a Secretary of State? Of course, he's not running the Department of State. He's not doing the trips. But the way he was advising the president, I imagine, was akin to a Secretary of State. And so now, with his deputy becoming the head of the CIA, you have somebody who's very competent at the job, and well, there'll be synergy between the State Department and the CIA, and you don't have to worry about them. They'll do the job well, and Pompeo will still keep his role as an advisor, I think, in the way he has been advising the president.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if he travels as much as Tillerson. I could see this going to a kind of a Secretary of State that's going to deal with hot spots, and deputy Secretary of State's going and doing the African visits and things like that, that you just kind of the walk through, or you're sending the vice president in to go do those things.
Right.
So he becomes kind of like a par excellence state kind of guy, but he's representing the White House as vice president, and then that kind of ratchets it up a little bit. So this could this could be an interesting move that's there. Also, when we were talking about John Roberts and talking about Mattis leaving, I don't see that happening at all. Not at all. Let's play the last part of John Roberts on new deputy.
Then you have Hillary over in India saying that this president is looking backwards, that he doesn't want women to have jobs. Clearly, that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, there's some incongruities in what's being said as opposed to what's happening.
That's
but
happening.
I don't want to comment too much on that.
Sure. John, explain the... Okay, so if folks are just joining us, Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State. He will be replaced by the current CIA director, Mike Pompeo, from the great state of Kansas. Explain, as the CIA director, this particular CIA head has had a uniquely close relationship with this president. John, explain how, for the most part, they have coffee together every morning, although Donald Trump doesn't drink coffee, he has a Coke, but they get together every day for Mike Pompeo to tell the president what's going on throughout the world.
Yeah, and if Pompeo's traveling, then one of his chief deputies comes over here to the White House. The president has something on most days called a presidential daily brief, and on most days he receives an intelligence briefing. By and large, Mike Pompeo is the one who delivers that briefing. The president was excited to have him come on board as the CIA director, also thought that he would make a terrific Secretary of State. I remember being stuck in traffic one day on the George Washington Parkway coming into work, and there was a couple of black SUVs that were making their way with their sirens on, pushing traffic aside. That was the CIA director who was coming down to the White House to brief the president. But, you know, the relationship between the CIA director and the president, it's very much a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, but it is one of the closest relationships that a president has. You know, you've got your national security advisor who's briefing you almost every day, if not every day, and then you have your CIA director who's doing very much the same thing. And the president and the CIA director spent a lot of quality time together. Sure. And so you can see that they've developed a close bond. Now, Pompeo was traveling all last week, so he wasn't here at the White House.
Interesting. Two black SUVs plowing down Washington or Constitution Avenue. Steve, I'm going to come right back to you right after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says Mike Pompeo will be a great Secretary of State. He's chosen the CIA director to take over for Rex Tillerson. He's been fired. A State Department undersecretary released a statement saying Tillerson did not speak to the president and was not told why he was fired. That undersecretary is now fired as well. The president's nominating Deputy Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo as CIA director.
She will need to go through the Senate confirmation process and is likely going to face questions about an incident back in the early 2000s where she carried out orders by destroying videotapes of waterboarding of terror suspects.
Fox's Jim McKay. The driver of a bus full of high school students is killed in Alabama.
The bus went off Interstate 10, going 50 feet down into a ravine around 6 this morning. Many others were hurt, some critically. The bus was carrying high school band members headed back home to Houston after a trip to Disney World.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler than normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s, clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I don't care about that. You got a new boo. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I have only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, hello, gents. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Steve, and you?
Awesome, awesome. You may have already answered this because I haven't been able to listen the whole day, but with the announcement of Tillerson, how many folks has Trump fired now? I mean, I lost count, and I say that being a guy that's not a never Trumper or an always Trumper, and I think you guys are pretty objective with him too. But for a guy what concerns me is for our president who's appears to be so self-confident, you start to wonder about his judgment in hiring these people, or it's either that in my mind, or he builds these alliances amongst his staff, and then he'll hire somebody that he doesn't listen to, and then in favor of somebody else that he puts more stock in. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on the Tillerson firing.
Well, I think it's several things. It's kind of like the art of the deal. If something's not working, then he changes it.
Yeah.
And that's when you look at this, that's actually what it all boils down to. Weiss Priebus wasn't working, so Weiss is gone. And Scaramucci wasn't going to work, so he lasted, 48 hours?
Well, and I think Scaramucci was brought in for maybe not a week, but I think Trump always had the intention, this guy's going to come in, create chaos, get out people, and I'm going to get rid of him. Just knowing who Mooch was.
But it really, let me tell you something, Steve, having been there, one of the biggest mistakes that happens in Washington is not realize and do something about a situation when it's going bad on you. And we say that in my financial practice world, is how do you know when you're going the wrong way? What's the indication, and what are you going to do about it? How do you know when you're not doing well and you're failing? And what Donald Trump does, which is very un Washington, D.C., is very presidential in a sense of past history, is that when something's not working, he changes it instantly. And a lot of presidents don't do that. And when they've got some pretty bad people in there. I mean, John Kerry was no great Secretary of State.
Oh, no, not at all.
And under Donald Trump's administration, that would have gone on about a year, and then I would say, okay, John, you're not the right guy for the job. We need somebody else in there.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's just what amazes me is his lack of understanding of who he wants in there and what kind of job he expects. Maybe it's always greater than what they can deliver.
No, well, I think it's more along these lines. I think it's more of like he's never done that job before. And so once he's got his head around it, and then he knows what he needs. And what he needed at the very beginning was a Rex Tillerson. He needed somebody who had some gravitas, that knew these players that were out there, and it gave him that first couple steps. But then, now everything's changed. Think about what a Secretary of State is doing now. He or she would be dealing with hot hotspots, dealing with Russia, dealing with Syria, dealing with North Korea. That's huge. And I think North Korea was the deciding factor. Donald Trump knows he's got to have the best team possible that is aligned with him to do North Korea. That's why I think all this happened. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You're much better off having the strong horse and the right horse than having a horse that has a potential broken leg.
Well, and to repeat a little bit of the point you made just a second ago, Dan, especially when Trump came in, I think this happened with Reagan as well, you don't have all the people in your campaign enough to staff a White House. So you accept a bunch of people from the party, from the RNC. So I'm not surprised to see people like Priebus gone. And, you come in, you accept who the party gives you, and as you work the job and figure out what it's all about, you start putting your own people. And then, again, this is Trump. This is how Trump, I think, has managed his private businesses.
Sure. I mean, he's very quick on the, if he doesn't like what he sees, he like Dan says, he doesn't hesitate. But is Kelly another one of these, or was there something kind of, was there a deal made with him that only lasted so long?
I don't know. I think what happens, I think Kelly's future is basically this. Is he bringing the stability to the White House that is needed? And if he is, and he's getting the job done, and he's the tough guy, then I think he's got it. For example, Donald Trump's personal handler, what they call the body man, the David Fisher, the personal aide, the guy that was Donald Trump's personal aide, left the White House today.
And, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and very quietly, and didn't take anything with him. And we don't know if it's because of his security clearance wasn't at a level that he could have been, but it was, you know, something happened there. So all that's going on now.
Yeah.
And so it is a, you work to get the job done. That's the key. And this is what we said in the Reagan White House. It's zero defects. You do not make a mistake. You make a mistake, you're gone. Or you have the potential of being gone. So you always had to do it perfectly.
Well, I tell you what, I'll end on this note, because I know you got callers back behind me. But, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised with what I see. You know, I kind of expected somebody who was going to come in and take a lot of golf trips, and he's made a lot of moves that have, you know, put America first.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's, I voted for him because I couldn't stand Hillary, but he was way down on my list on the Republican side.
Who was your number one?
Well, I was leaning towards Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Rubio. But the more I see of Rubio, the less I like of him. So, I'm just really happy with the overall effort I'm seeing out of a guy that's getting up there in age. And I just hope the midterm elections turn out where he has a strong base to get some stuff passed. So, anyway, I appreciate your insight, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you holding for me there. Let me go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Just Jim Dandy. this is palace intrigue, but I think Tillerson, I kind of thought he was sort of on a short rope anyway. You know, I've sensed some friction there. And I guess, you know, it's good to have people that are opposites, but you know, in the Secretary of State's office, you really want somebody that they're on the same page, and I never did sense that Tillerson really was, you know, that way with President Trump. So I'm not really surprised by this. Pompeo, I don't know anything about him, but you know, if Trump puts that much faith and credit in him, you know, then that's good. I mean, I feel good about that.
Let me give you a little bit of background on Pompeo. He was number one in his class at West Point.
Okay.
From leaving West Point in the military, he went to Harvard and got his Harvard Law degree.
Uh-huh.
And then he has been on the Intelligence Committee, and he was on the Benghazi Special Select Committee that was there. And then he was at the CIA, and he loves the intelligence world. And the Secretary of State's role is changing from where it began at the beginning of the Trump administration to where it is now. Look at all the hot spots that we have in the world.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got Syria, you've got Russia, you've got Iraq, you've got Iran, you've got, of course, North Korea. You've got Russia and China. Those are all hot spots, and this is right in Mike Pompeo's wheelhouse.
Right. Well, you know, that I would say that, but also change is kind of interesting to me that, you know, Nunes's next focus is the State Department. And this change is going on kind of in sync with that. Because in my estimation, the State Department has been just like a little nest of thieves, if I don't want to put it that way, maybe just a nest of bad actors for a very long time. And changes needed to come about. Now, Tillerson, I really like the first thing he did is he came in there and he just decapitated the infamous seventh floor.
Right.
Which I thought was a great thing that happened. But he seemed a little more protective, you know, to be a little more protective of the State Department after that. So I'm just wondering, Dan, what do you think this is also about, a change agent type action in the State Department staff and all too, as opposed to just, you know, what's going on the world stage?
I think it's kind of a combination of it. First of all, Tillerson was trying to make recommendation of people that were not pro-Trump people, and so he couldn't get a lot of people approved over at the White House to come into the State Department. But I think Pompeo, and this is why I said that Tillerson had, you know, he had traveled the world but knew nothing about Washington, D.C. Pompeo has spent a good bit of time in Washington, D.C. and on the Hill, so he knows a ton of people that are in these committees, Foreign Affairs Committee, Intelligence Committee, and all these staff people. So I think what he's going to do is he's going to go cherry-pick some of these folks. He's going to go to some of these think-tank people that are in Washington, D.C., Heritage Foundation and such, and start finding people that would be very well-suited with the State Department and with Donald Trump. And that's something Tillerson just didn't have. That wasn't in his, you know, in his bag of tricks. Because here he is coming from Texas in Exxon, not knowing much about Washington, D.C., knowing a whole bunch about the world and all, but not much about Washington, D.C. You need to know who these players are.
Well, and being from the CIA, especially that far up in CIA, he knows where all the bodies are buried from the past administrations. So,
who really knows where the bodies are buried will be the new director of the CIA, because she was there during all that time.
I would look for some additional exposure of deep state type players coming out too. That might be something that Tillerson wasn't comfortable with, you know, but maybe Pompeo would be. So.
Well, when you get to the Nunes, when we get to the Nunes clips, you're going to hear some stuff about the unmasking and collusion of story here. So stay tuned for that.
All right, guys.
Papa B, you be careful. Have fun out there, buddy. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this. I don't care about that. You got a new fool. I'd like to laugh at that. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Stand next to your fire. Let me stand, baby. Let me stand next to your fire.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday. They were talking about Larry Kudlow as a potential new economic advisor, and Kudlow is a big free trader, but he just said that he agrees on the metal tariffs as a negotiating tactic, which is what I've felt he was doing all along. He was just trying to get him to the bargaining table so you could negotiate. But he was in the Reagan administration, major, major economic conservative, fiscal responsible person.
Well, and I hope Trump's end goal, what he's negotiating towards, is a overall reduction of tariffs for any negotiating country and the United States itself, and not necessarily protection, because when this stuff is tried, you lose jobs on that. Like with Bush administration and their steel tariffs, had to remove them. I think Obama, as much as the Democrats are hooting and hollering, not the unions, they love this stuff. The AFL-CIO came out in support of Trump, what he's doing with the tariffs. But they put tariffs on Chinese tires, and it ended up saved some jobs in direct industries, but lost thousands of others for net loss. I mean, because of how global the United States economy is in terms of its inputs to other businesses, when you start messing with a particular product, you affect all parts of the economy. Now, it might be an easy sell because it's not each person. Like Dan and Joey, it might cost us a few more cents or a dollar for a given product. So the costs are spread out and hidden, but they do have bad effects. And so if it's a negotiating tactic, especially with leaving Mexico and Canada out of this first round, is to negotiate NAFTA, and all these other countries run into the WTO for, give us a chance. It might very well work. And I like Larry Kudlow, as you said, big free trader.
Yeah, big free trader, and a very smart guy, too. Matter of fact, on the on tariffs, I was going to actually play a clip from him on the show, but we ran out of time on that day that happened. Trump is on his way to California to go look at the wall here. And this is Major Garrett talking about the story here.
President Trump today makes his first visit since taking office to California, where many state and local leaders oppose his immigration policies. Governor Jerry Brown wrote a letter to the president saying, quote, "California thrives because we welcome immigrants," he adds. We are focusing on bridges, not walls. Major Garrett is at the White House. Major.
Trump Justice Department is suing the state of California. The underlying issue, sanctuary cities. And what the federal government alleges is California's refusal to participate in the enforcement of federal immigration policy. Now, back in January, the mayor of the city of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, told reporters she was willing to go to jail to protect her city's sanctuary status. President Trump is expected while in California today to discuss this entire issue of sanctuary cities and the clash with the federal government. In advance of that trip and those comments, last night administration officials sought to dispel what they described as myths about sanctuary cities and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which has recently stepped up raids in several cities across California. Acting Director of ICE, Thomas Holman, told reporters, quote, "We don't arrest innocent people. Either they are here in violation of federal law or they had their due process," unquote, and are therefore ignoring lawful removal orders. Even so, the ICE spokesman in the city of San Francisco recently resigned in protest over the administration's abuse of what that former spokesman called inaccurate, false information put out in response to raids in the city of Oakland. Now, President Trump will also visit San Diego, and there he will inspect 8 different prototypes for the planned wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Congress has not provided the $15 to $20 billion estimated to required to build that wall, Nora. That money is tied to negotiations currently stalled over other immigration reform.
You can see the picture now. Have you seen the pictures of these walls, that the prototypes that they
did? Yeah.
So they've got like 8, 9 of them that are set up, and there's space so you can walk around them, and they got some special forces guys to try to scale the walls and get penetrated, and they couldn't, which was good. And imagine the picture that's going to be out there where Trump is going to be standing around the wall. That is going to be a great photograph. That will be the photograph du jour, with the exception of the Tillerson story.
But right.
As far as a photograph, that will be a photograph. So I hope somebody's got that set up nicely where it looks good. Because on the other side of it, you'll see this wall that's the old wall, which is basically tin roofing type stuff that's tacked up to some things and welded or metal to beams that are going across. It looks really crappy. I've seen these walls before, and you kind of go, this is just a joke. This is slowing somebody down, not stopping someone. So that would be a really good picture, and I'm looking forward to seeing how Trump's going to handle that. He kind of stepped on his own story with the Tillerson thing, but I think he felt the level of urgency to get Tillerson and get Pompeo back in form here. As I said, I'm really looking forward to ABC, NBC, and CBS tonight. Let me go to a break, and to come back, we got to get some stuff on Nunes. We got Justin Napolitano and several other things. Austin bombing update right after our top of the hour break.